I'll adapt. Like I have with me.
Okay, so no, that's where you're supposed to sit.
Anybody see Tom France anywhere? I mean in your life.
He just went.
Oh, there he is. So during the lunch break, we realized that there are two other people that aren't here who will be here tomorrow. One is Christian McKay from the Board of Livestock, and he couldn't come today, but will be here tomorrow. The other one is Mike Phillips, Senator Phillips, and he will be here tomorrow, or we don't know. He will be here tomorrow. Okay. And then we have a new member, a tribal representative, right there. Come on down. Erwin Carlson, will you do what everybody else did earlier? They just said their name and who they represented at the table. I don't know. The group is sort of, you know, crabby. If you want to move down there, you can.
Erwin Carlson, I'm one of the Blackfeet tribe, and I'm also the president of the Intertribal Buffalo Council.
Thanks very much. We're glad you made it.
Okay, thank you.
So at this point in the process, the public is certainly invited to observe the process. We're going to do a little bit of small group, large group work. You can move around and listen. But the discussion will occur among the discussion group folks. So we're not just going to do group grope up here to begin with. We're going to create some things to be discussed, first of all, or at least sort of draft some things to be discussed, first of all. And so we'll be going back and forth. But again, you're welcome to observe. You're welcome to listen. But I'm going to ask that the discussion stay among the members of the discussion group while they're doing that work. So for the discussion group, I'm sorry to keep using this mic, and I hate it, but I know that. Did you get hearing aids yet? Okay, I'll be using this then. So I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things, first of all, by yourself. And when we do the small group work, I'm going to ask that people like Jeff and Mike. Where's my commissioner? That rather than be, and Pat, the people who are members of the department, rather than, I want them to be distributed in each of the small groups, and remember the last time you talked about their role being kind of one of providing some information, kind of provide, not advice, but we're asking them not to try to influence what happens here, but to be able to give information if we're on the wrong track, etc. So I'm going to distribute them among the small groups when we do that work. Sound okay? Can you tolerate them? Pardon? You don't get to pick who you get. Okay. So the first thing that I'd like you to do is in sort of this process leading toward trying to develop a few alternatives that could be analyzed in the environmental impact statement. Individually, I want you to think about two things and then do one thing. Number one, individually, I want you to think about kind of what you heard from the public, the collective public, all the comments that help you think about the development of alternatives. Okay? Always remembering that in an environmental impact statement process, there will be a no action alternative. Okay? That'll be analyzed. So beyond that, I would like you, it's not about what did you hear in terms of votes or pro and con, but what did you hear from the public that would help us in thinking about kind of developing or drafting these potential alternatives? Second, I want you to go into your document that's your agenda and toward the, I think it's the third page, it lists the interests that you identified last time that every, oh, thanks, Mike, that everybody, you know, each interest group identified their own interests at the table. We wrote them down. So I want you to look at those, as well as the things that we talked about, the guiding principles, the parameters, etc. And then, just all by yourself, not talking to anybody, I want you to write down two kind of alternative approaches in addition to a no action. You don't get to use the no action as a free one, okay? So when we look at alternatives a little bit later, and starting to put these together, if we can make this process work, here are the steps that you're going to go to or go through between now and the end tomorrow. An alternative framework, and I'll have this written down for you when you need it. An alternative framework should include the following. Describe the approach or philosophy. What are you trying to do with the alternative? Second, what are the desired outcomes? What are the sort of measurable things that you want to be able to achieve with it? Third, what are the kind or kinds of locations that this particular alternative would serve best? And you might even think specifically about a location. What are the specific parameters or constraints that would be necessary to make this alternative a reasonable approach? What are the measures that should be monitored? And then, what are the triggers in those measures that should lead to some kind of adaptive management? Backing up, going forward, quitting, etc., etc. What should an involvement process look like related to this, that particular alternative? We talk a lot about who should be involved, how those should be involved, should it be a working group, are there already some established groups in locales that should do it, etc. And then the last one that I'm going to ask you to look at when we get that far along tomorrow, is there an opportunity for a test situation here? So Mike Valesky last time in Lewistown, toward the end of the meeting, and based on some suggestions from some people about pilots or tests or that kind of thing, he kind of laid out some ideas that we might think about if you were just going to do a test run with bison somewhere. But what I'm going to ask you to do tomorrow, and you know it could be that the test is one of the alternatives, and that's all, it's just the test. But I'm also tomorrow going to ask you, as we work through this, if within a particular alternative framework that you're kind of looking at, is there an opportunity for a pilot or test within that rather than going full bore on it? You don't have to remember all those things right now. Right now, all I want you to do is think about the members of the public and their comments related to alternatives. Second, review the other stuff in your document, guiding principles, particularly the interests. And then third, in your own mind, assuming already a no action, two other approaches that we might think of as beginning places for an alternative framework or approach. And it's 13 minutes after 2, and I'm going to give you about 20 minutes. I'll check with you in about 20 minutes. Mike, please.
Jenny, I think in relation to no action, we need to have a no action plan. And really, what are the parameters that you're calling? What are the benefits or what are the logistics of a no action?
And we will do that.
That will be defined by this group.
It'll be suggested by this group because we're not asking you to make a consensus recommendation, but it will be suggested. And the reason I'm saying it's given that we'll do a new action, I just want to get the other creative thoughts out about other alternatives, but promising you that we'll do the same thing on the no action as we do with any others. Okay? Does that help? Thanks. Okay. It's now 2:15, and so I want you to think as hard as you can, as creative as you can, apply, what are some words that would be, that you would hope would be good sort of overall descriptors of a good alternative? Here's one I think of, reasonable. Now you can define that in 100 different ways, but reasonable would be one. What are some other words? Realistic, absolutely. What else?
Fair.
Hey, fair enough. Absolutely. And you know, I always say to our seven kids, fair's in August. But in this kind of a case, fair really is a perception, people. And fairness is tied tightly to that list of interests. And there's a mutuality to it in terms of looking at all of the interests. It isn't equal. Equal doesn't mean fair, but there's a mutuality that's understood by the interests that are affected. Anything else?
Risk management.
Hey, that risk can be managed and it's at an appropriate level. We're not jumping off the cliff and saying we hope for the best. Please. Common sense, and that's probably different to different people, but that's one of the things that's often missing when we do these. We get to the end and we're so excited about it, whoops. You go back to realistic, reasonable, etc., and it doesn't fly. So those are just some things to be thinking of in your own mind. And then in about 20, 30 minutes, I'm gonna ask you to bring those back. We're gonna make a list of those, and then we're gonna try to figure out how we're gonna develop some of those, okay? So ready, set, go.